حياتي يا فؤادي، يا عشيقي يا ودادي، يا قصيدي.
Previously on Heartbreak.
Oh Allah, this is so difficult, having to pack little Abdullah's toys away, knowing that his early morning screams and shouts won't be heard, is difficult to accept. When I became a father, I never imagined the day when I would have to visit them. This is not how our lives were supposed to be. Mom, Dad, I have found the one whose smile will light up my world, and I would like to make her my wife. Undoubtedly, she is the one who will be my cloak, the one who will complete half of my iman. I should have fought harder. I should have tried a little longer. Perhaps Rumaisa and I could have worked things out, and my babies would still be here with me now. But she was so closed off to the idea of trying again to make a sacrifice for the children.
Time fells as if it was frozen. The days were long and the nights even longer for both Yasser and Rumaisa. The iddah period dragged on, which helped little, if anything, to aid the transition for the children.
Mahmoud, wake up.
What is it, Faiza? The sun isn't even up yet.
Exactly, Mahmoud. Can you hear that? Those children are at it again. Those children are driving me nuts. They fight with my Yusha for everything. When does Rumaisa's iddah going to end?
Chan, please let's not get into this again. Go back to sleep. I'll go and see what's happening that side.
Whatever it is, put a stop to it, Mahmoud. My patience is now really running low.
I'm sorry. Tell you what, we'll go out as a family today. Just you, me, and the kids.
And it better be just our kids. I'm most definitely not going to look after your sister's children. All she does is sit on Facebook the entire day.
Gee, just our family.
Ya hayati ya fuadi, ya ashiqi ya widadi, ya qasidi ya muradi, ya nashid al-ummi.
You always get your way, Yusha. This isn't fair at all. Give me the remote now. Give it to me.
This is not your house.
You can't have your way all the time. You're just visiting. And we can't wait for you guys to move out again.
What's going on here, boys? We are family. We can't fight like this every day.
But Daddy, Abdullah always wants everything his way. He thinks that because he doesn't have a father here, we must just do what he wants.
Nani, Yusha doesn't want to give me the remote, man. What do I do?
Beta, give Abdullah the remote.
Mommy.
Assalamu alaikum, Mahmoud. Why are you up so early?
How can one sleep amidst all this nonsense? Every day is the same story. If it's not Abdullah fighting, then it's Huda. And you just give in, mommy. Abdullah wants, so must give. Huda said, so must do. How long is it going to be like this? Faiza is right when she complains.
What do you mean, Mahmoud?
Ma, you're enabling their behavior by trying to overcompensate for the changes in their lives. And it's unfair to everybody else. We didn't sign up to be part of Rumaisa's drama. She wanted to get divorced, but now we must also.
Mahmoud, how can you be so cold towards your sister? She's your sister, and she needs our support right now. She did not ask for all of this, but it is what it is. And the children should not suffer because of the decision made by us adults. You're not a child anymore, Mahmoud, so stop thinking like one.
Nani, is my Abba coming today? I miss him so much, and I want to go to him. He used to love me like Mamaji loves Yusha and Alia. But if Ummi and Abba still loved each other, then there wouldn't be any fight. fighting. Everyone will be happy. But now everyone is sad and cross. I'm sad, Nani.
Things were not progressing well in the Khan household. The atmosphere was thick, and the tension could be felt by all. The only small reprieve for the children was the time away from the frustration of observing Iddat with their mother. Yasser was not finding any peace in his solitude either. His memory kept jumping back and forth to the discussion that fateful day with the Mawlana.
Brother Yasser, Sister Rumaysa, you both acknowledged that you're here on your own free will, and the discussions that we had over the course of the last few months was on your own accord.
Ji, Malana.
Rumaysa, you are aware that after this meeting, you will have to begin observing your Iddat period, which is 100 days or 3 menstrual cycles.
Ji, Malana.
Yasser, it remains your duty to maintain Rumaysa during her Iddat period. Thereafter, you are no longer responsible for her upkeep, but will still need to maintain your children.
Ji, Malana. Malana, tell me, what is the ruling about custody of the children according to Sharia law?
The children are coming with me.
Rumaysa, allow me to answer Yasser according to what has been prescribed.
Jazakallah, Mulana. Please do so.
Remember, Brother Yasser and Sister Rumaysa, Allah has provided us with guidance in this regard. But the rule is not a hard and fast one, as the well-being of the children is first and foremost. I must advise, though, that according to the Sharia law, custody of the children changes from one parent to the other at certain ages, and I will explain the wisdom behind it too. Take cognizance of this information when you as parents make this crucial decision.
Mulana, what is the ruling, Mulana?
The rights of a daughter transfers from the mother to the father when she turns 11. In this way, she has spent much of her formative years with her mother, who is able to teach her and groom her about female etiquette and akhlaq. With regards to sons, a father may assume custodial duties from the tender age of 6. Like with the daughter being influenced by her mother, a father is usually better equipped to guide his son through example, the rights, roles and responsibilities of a man.
So, Mulana, a father may get custody of his son at the age of 6 and his daughter at the age of 11?
Gee, Brother Yasser, but remember that it is only a guide, and when making the decision, think about what's best for your children, not what's best for you and your parents. Our first priority is and will always remain the children.
Ji, Mulana.
Yasser and Rumaysa, you have opted to end your marriage here today. And as your first talaq is issued, be wary of the relationship each of you have with your children. They did not ask of any of this. They have not divorced one or the other parent. They will still love both their parents, and some days it may seem that they love the absent parent more than the present one. Have patience with them. This is bound to be a tempestuous journey for them, and it will take time for them to make sense of the changes in their lives. Brother Yasser and Sister Rumaysa, have you two given thought to the custody arrangement?
Ji, Mulana, as a father, I want what is best for my children, and being together with their mother at this point is what's best. We may have had our differences, but Rumaysa has always put the children first, even before herself, so I will not fight her for them. However, I do want access to the children whenever I am able to, as well as every second weekend.
Jazakallah for acknowledging my efforts as a mother, and likewise I cannot fault Yasser on his role as a father. He did do his best for them. I can also agree to the weekend visitation, but Mulana, he would have to phone in advance to make arrangements for any other visits. As remember, we will be living with my parents, my brother and his whole family. We cannot impose irregular visits on them, as due consideration must be given to their living arrangements and lifestyle.
Duly noted, Rumaysa.
Yes, sir. What are you able to provide towards maintenance of the kids after the Iddat period expires?
Mulana, I am tied down to lease obligations as well as other financial obligations. So, as a result, I will pay the children's school fees and contribute a figure of 7,000 for their monthly upkeep. I cannot offer anything more than that, as I will fall short in being able to pay when the time comes.
Rumaysa, do you accept that which Yasser has offered?
For now, Ji, Mulana.
يا عشيقي يا ودادي
Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Yes, another episode of Heartbreak, and today, as you see, Rumaysa makes her way back to her parental home, Ali Yusuf, and it's never easy packing up your things and going back home, you know. You're fighting, but the reality only sinks in, Ali Yusuf, when you are actually packing your stuff. And you are in tears, you are broken, putting back your abayas or your kurtas, whatever it may be, packing your stuff and the toys and all that for the children, and you are actually going through the process of leaving the house and going back to your parental home. Normally, when a girl comes to her mother's house, she's always happy, she's excited, hey, I'm back at my own home. But this time, it's not like it, Mari Yusuf. You're coming back with a very, very heavy heart. I'm coming back home. It's not for the right reasons. And I'm going to be here for a long time, Mari Yusuf.
See, it is very difficult for any party that's involved in a divorce. Generally, you would think that, okay, you know what, before marriage, it was all, you know, calm at home, it was relaxed. I love the life of a queen or a king in a case of a male. So, you know, if the marriage doesn't work, I'll go back and things will be back to normal. But it's not the same. You're coming back as a different person now. You know, that time, that before marriage, you were just, your status was single. So single with no other attachments to it.
Right.
After marriage, now your status is divorced. You know, so it's...
With kids,
yes, even without kids, but with kids makes it much more difficult. So we see this, in this particular episode, we've seen that she thought that if she comes home, everything will be back to normal, but it's not back to normal. And another point, Maulana, When you come back, your family is there for you. Not to say that family will abandon you, but eventually they also become a bit finicky in certain circumstances, like we've seen in today's episode.
You're right. People will be there for you when you fall, your mother, your father, but then they also want to then move on with their lives. They want to continue with their own routine and everything. Yes, you are divorced, you're at home. You would expect a little bit more sympathy for them. They'll show that sympathy for those few days, but after that, they also outgrow the pain because it's not their pain. And anything that is not experienced by you directly, you are only going to show your sentiments for a brief period. After that, you're going to detach and move on your own life. And this is what's happening in this scenario. As you can see with Faiza also, she's very finicky with her sister-in-law coming back into the house. And then you see that squabbles between the cousins also. And now this is now impacting on the other marriage.
Yeah, now it's impacting on Mahmoud's marriage, her brother's marriage. Yeah.
So these are some of the challenges when a person returns home. Another area to cover, Mali Yusuf, is that most divorcees and most divorced people opt to live on their own if they can manage financially, even though they got their own parental home. Because of what we have highlighted, they are staying on their own.
See, and some obviously become independent. You know, they get too used to it. Now, to go back home is just very difficult.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for every couple out there. And we must make dua for everyone, whether it's our family or not. We must make dua whenever we hear of such stories. Let's make dua for both parties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Mona Yusuf, jazakallah khairan for joining us.
Ameen, it was a pleasure as always. Tomorrow, inshallah. Once again.
This program was brought to you by
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil triple refined pure sunflower oil and Sunshine D margarines and spreads, high in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.
Danasia Volkswagen, guaranteed to continue with family offers, first, second and always. Contact us on 011-213-7600.
This is Sabahul Muslim.